Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll call to order the meeting of the Board of Trustees for June 23rd, 2025. We have a quorum today. The only person not present right now is Mr. Zeidel. So we can begin. We'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. We'll begin open public comment period.
I'll make a second.
Okay, so second by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Orange.
Anyone wants to... Anyone signed up for comments?
Yes.
Please... Oh, welcome back.
Please go.
What? Is this on?
You don't need it.
You ready for me? I don't need it. It's on. Good evening, everyone. Two things. 2.5 weeks ago, I gave it a request to see the contract for the maintenance in Bridges Meredith Park, and I'm still waiting after 2.5 weeks. Seems like a long time. Any comment?
If you would like to see things, you should make an official FOIL request. That
is
the.
I did.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I think FOIL request is 5 business days for response and up to 20 business days.
So what he's saying is he didn't get the initial response of the 5 business days. Is that what you're saying?
I did get some emails.
So in that case.
I didn't quite understand. It just basically said. I'm going to have to wait a while to get it.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't understand why it takes that long. Anyway, earlier today I sent an email to the clerk and asked him to distribute to everyone to mention to you that the basketball court is in non-compliance with the American Disabilities Act because there is no requisite ramp that allows someone who cannot navigate the steps to reach the court. And just wondering what you plan on doing about it, because it's a federal law, and I'll speak to someone else about it, but I prefer that you folks tell me how you plan to deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else, Mr. Orange?
Nobody signed up.
Okay.
Can I just respond?
This is not a Q&A session, Mr. Orange. Yes, please.
I'll make a motion to close the public comments.
I will second it.
Thank you, Mr. Greenbaum. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries 401.
And good day. The floor is yours.
Yes, sir. May I just make a comment?
Excuse me? The order?
Good day. Mayor, I just want to make a comment. The email came in, and I think it's being reviewed by our village attorney.
Which email are you referring to?
The email that the person at the public comments mentioned.
Oh.
He sent an email. It's being reviewed by the attorney.
Okay, thank you. Good day. The floor is yours, spring and summer concert. Yes.
Good evening. The spring 2025 exhibition, title Gravitation, closed on May 23rd. The spring concert scheduled for Saturday, May 24th at 8 p.m. featured a Bob Jensen band with Bob Jensen horn and vocals, Ray Levier drums, Charlie Dusty bass, and Kelly Mitchell vocal. Performing a selection of jazz and blues, the event was open for live attendance and was streamed live via image.com. There was a good turnout for the event. Everyone enjoyed the evening. Thank you to Dr. Lamas Alta for his assistance with the live streaming. Live refreshment was served. The summer 2025 art exhibition, English respect, Alexis and Pepe, Dorothy M. and Gillespie, open June 8th at 2 p.m. with an opening reception the following Sunday, June 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. There was a nice turnout for the event. The light music performing picture Luke Duo with Lisa Beepers and Paula Washington. The event was streamed live via YouTube. Thank you to Dr. Dalmasa Atta for his assistance with the live streaming by the freshman World Surf. The summer concert 2025 is scheduled for Saturday, August 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Feature the Warner Trail with a special guest, Bernice Thomas. More details to follow in the next report. The Autumn Art Exhibition is scheduled to open Sunday, September 21st, with the opening reception September 28th from 4:00 to 7:00 p.m. Proposed budget for the event is $400 for the musician and $350 for the hospitality, for the total of $750. I would like to the board, the mayor, the deputy mayor, if you can approve for the amount of $750 for the reception.
I'll make a motion to approve the $750 for the reception of September 28, 2025, $400 for musicians, $350 for hospitality. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries 4-0-1.
Thank you.
Thank you, good day, for everything.
Thank you, sir.
So now we'll have approval of minutes from the May 28th, 2025 meeting.
No, I think it was May 19th.
May 19th.
It was a mistake.
May 19th. Okay, May 19th.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of May 19th, 2025, prepared by our very own clerk, Moshe Orange. Do I have a second?
Second by Mr. Greenberg. If there's no comments, insertions, deletions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries 4-0-1.
Thank you. Okay. Approval of treasurer report.
Just for the record, whoever is doing the treasurer report, we have two treasurer's reports attached. One is to finish our fiscal year of 2024-25, so that's why it ends at May 31st. So we're going to have to make two separate resolutions. You have this one, and then you have in the middle of your packet a treasurer's report ending June 23rd, as you could see in the papers. So yes, if somebody wants to make it, that would be amazing.
Sure. I, Trustee Joe Grohl, approve the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $18,401.67 set forth on page 2 in the monthly abstract was to May 3, 2025. Through May 31st, 2025. Estimated to be hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of May 30, 2025 are set forth in the payroll in the amount $11,039.05. Is hereby submitted for approval subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Lasker.
Motion carried.
Well, any comments, questions? Nothing?
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Okay, 4-0-1. Mr. Greenwald, you want to do the second one also?
Sure. Trustee Joe Grohl approved the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $239,520.63 set forth on page 4 in the monthly abstract listing dated June 1, 2025, estimated is hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of June 13, 2025 are set forth in the payroll in the amounts $10,947.76 is hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Greenberg. Trustee Mark Greenberg.
Any questions or comments?
Aye. Motion carries 4.
Aye. Okay.
Just for the record, the reason it's $439,000 is because there's the payment included for the road repavement, part of it. So that's why the amount is already in there, as recommended to be paid by our village engineer, as we all got the email.
We can now move to new business. So first of all, some happy to report that finally we have a resolution to approve the IMA with Ramapo, the town of Ramapo, to finally move on with the improvements to the intersection of 202 and Camp Hill.
Oh,
happy to report to improve the intersection and to create several changes that will make the road more safe, turning lanes and etc. We couldn't have done this without the help of our Congressman Michael Lawler, which I think we all are very appreciative for his help with this. This is...
He brought us $1 million.
This could not have happened without him, and we
so
all...
So is it just two turning lanes?
No, all four turning lanes, make it wider. Again, the goal is to widen the roads to that all sides will have turning lanes and smart sensors. So what it's going to do is, A, it should avoid most of the accidents when cars want to turn and skip the other car. It's going to smoothen the traffic because the turning lanes are going to be with a cut with 150 feet. So a few cars can stand behind. It's not going to block the flow-through traffic. Uh-huh. And hopefully that intersection, which sadly records a bunch of accidents during the year, will be avoided with this upgrade. It's going to take some time, but we're already at a step where we're signing. The town approved the IMA. Our village attorney suggested that the village should also approve the separately the IMA in the regular meeting, and then the town can start the process.
At this point,
can they each turn lane is going to be 150 feet?
Depending where. On the 202, it has to be longer.
One second. Part of the reason this is going to be different is also because we are donating land for this process.
We own the land. We own the land. We're not donating.
Wait.
Where?
The road is a state road. I mean, it will remain a state road, just to make it clear. This is remaining a state road.
I know, but they're taking it from
no, so on the
some of it is ours, yes.
According to the DOT mayor, if I may, the DOT years ago when we started this process, they said on the 202 there has to be about 400 feet of length for the turning to start the process. Not that the whole thing will be widened, but the process has to start. And on Camp Hill, because it's narrow, it's about 100 feet or something, 150 feet, depending on how much space they have. So they will do this process. It's going to take some time. The reason we're doing this
IMA... Do we need turning lanes on Camp Hill Road?
Yes.
I think
the reason
the state agreed on that a while ago. They refused to do anything about it, but...
Yeah, the reason...
202, huh?
The reason... Moshe, if you come down from Camp Hill North, like Joel does sometimes, you will see during the rush hours, it goes all the way up to Quaker sometimes. Yeah. So just Camp Hill, because one car wants to make a left turn, and it can't make that left turn, we're stuck. It's gonna make the traffic go faster. There's two aspects to it. There's the traffic aspect and the accident aspect. Right. The accident aspect is obviously the most important. The traffic aspect is secondary, but it's also very important because one triggers the other. Just for the record, one of the things we're doing over here is we're going with an IMA, but we're also allowing the mayor to sign an agreement, which is that if the project goes over $2 million, we are going to do up to $2.5 million. We're going to match the town up to $250,000 towards the project from our own pocket. So if the project goes up to $2.5 million, which it possibly will, we will pay up to $250,000 matching the town's contribution towards it. So that's part of the agreement that we're doing with the town. So we're authorizing the mayor to sign the agreement with the town in this resolution.
And this is also including sidewalks on...
We took out the
whole language was taken out, yes. Yeah. It was a mistake. Because if that would have been in there, it would have been a $4 million project.
Which we didn't get. We did not get it.
We did not get it. We're not planning on matching it.
Well, we are planning on that you specifically will raise.
So what are we doing sidewalks on 306?
Well, we get the grant money for that.
Moshe. First, let's start with this. Let's fix the problems that we currently have.
That's a problem that we currently have.
Okay, so if I may, I'll make a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Ramapo concerning highway improvements. So where is section 1, the above and where is clauses are incorporated in their reference. Section 2, the village board hereby approves the proposed intermunicipal agreement with the town of Ramapo for highway improvements at U.S. Route 202 and Camp Hill Road. Section 3, the village board hereby authorized the mayor to execute said agreement in the final form approved by village special council. Section 4, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor is authorized to take any and all actions necessary to effectuate the terms of this resolution. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. I'll make a roll call vote. Mayor Fuchs?
Yay.
Trustee Greenberg?
Yay.
Trustee Greenwald?
Yay.
Myself, yay, and Ranan Zaidel is absent. So it's a 4-0-1 for this agreement to be executed. Mayor, if you can sign it.
Will do. And Moshe, once, if you can tomorrow send it to them, so it will be.
You'll sign it tonight if you can.
Yes, sign tonight. If you can send it, does it require notarization?
No, you just email it to them. You scan it.
No. Do they require? Did you look if they want?
No, they need your signature, Mayor.
I understand. I'm asking if they want authorization.
Not that I'm aware.
No. It doesn't need notarized.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So if that's the case, if you can just bring it to me, I'll sign it tomorrow. Send it. So.
No. It's not this one.
No. I'm not talking about the resolution. I'm talking about the actual contract. Okay. Let's move. Another
final
piece of good news.
Yes. So, yes, we're awarding the bid for Burgess Meredith Park project. Martin Spence chose the lowest bidder. It came in at a very good price. They know the company. They've done business before with. There was five companies who came in, I believe, with a total of five bids. The lowest one was about $350,000, which we have grants for. Thank God.
This is for the drainage, right? Yes.
What? Yes. So I'll make the following resolution authorizing award of the bid for Burgess Meredith Park improvements, field drainage and path. Section 1, the Warees clauses are incorporated in and set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby awards the bid for Burgess Meredith Park field drainage and path work to Covino and Sons Construction Co., subject to compliance with any and all requirements in the bid documents, and subject to an executed agreement in a final form to be approved by village legal counsel. Section 3, if Covino and Sons Construction should decline to accept the award for the bid in the village mayor is hereby authorized to offer the award to the next lowest responsive and responsible bidder willing to accept such bid in succession, subject to compliance with all bid requirements and an executed agreement in a final form approved by village legal counsel. Section 4, the village mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the village mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provision of this resolution. And this section 5, I guess, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg.
Can you please do
it's a large call. It's a large amount. I'll make a roll call vote. Mayor Fuchs.
Yay.
How much is it? It's up to $350,000.
But again, ARPA money.
Most of it is grant. 95% or 90 or even 100 potentially will be grant money.
Yeah.
So Mayor Fuchs.
Aye.
Trustee Greenberg.
Aye.
Trustee Greenwald.
Aye.
Myself, aye. Trustee Zaidel is absent. Motion carries 4-0-1.
Thank you for more piece of good news. Took a long time.
And that will be amazing for our kids and the joggers. They'll be able to run around the park. Kids will be able to bike in the park because we're gonna fix that whole path all the way from the parking lot all the way to Woodfield. And in the middle, we're gonna fix the drainage in the park so that people can play football, soccer, baseball in the middle of the field. And it's gonna be beautiful for all the residents' ages, and it's open to everyone in Rockland County. So that will be amazing.
Okay, we had...
It's not a Q&A now. Sorry. Sorry, it's not a Q&A. Thank you.
So, we are going to... Because there was work done on Woodfield, we need to fix the... We need to fix the speed bump. Moshe, do you want to take care of this one?
Meeting of the Village of the Board.
No, just need,
Village of Modern New York was concerned on
June
23rd at 7:30. Resolution to authorize installation of a speed table on Woodfield Road. Section 1, the above whereas clause are incorporated herein as is set forth in full. Section 2, the Village Board hereby authorizes the Village Engineer to take steps necessary to obtain service to have a speed table installed on Woodfield Road at a cost not to exceed $18,000. Section 3, the Mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the Mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all action necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. The question of this adoption of the foregoing resolution will still be put to vote on a roll call result as follows.
I'll second it.
Can I get a second? Second by Deputy Mayor Lasker.
Hold.
Mayor Fuchs, how do you vote?
Yay.
Deputy Mayor?
Yes.
Trustee Grunewald?
Yes.
Yes. The vote carries
4-0, 1
absent of Trustee Vidal.
Thank you. Okay. We're moving now, the same camp that wanted to use the Burgess Meredith Court would like to do this again this year, so we will approve
Mayor,
a similar.
We have their application.
We do have their application.
They provided us insurance.
They do.
And
this
they provided us in a tax exempt form, and because of that, we're not charging them.
Okay. This is also a 224 agency for the Rockland County, by the way, just for your information, this is also a 224. This is also a 224 agency. That means this is a agency that the county deemed important enough to help their activities with underprivileged youth. So I'll make the motion. The above whereas clauses are incorporated herein by reference, as if fully set forth herein. Section 2. The Village Board hereby approves the use of the basketball court and open field area of Burgess Meredith Park for the non-profit organization Congregation Avat Chesed, subject to 1. Submission of a facility use application in a final form approved by the Village Board. Submission of proof of insurance naming the village additionally insured. 3. Submission of a final schedule confirming the dates and times of use, which shall not include weekends. 4. Submission of proof of the applicant's non-profit status. 5. Submission of $1,000 to be held in escrow to ensure that the park is cleaned after daily use and restored in its pre-use condition by the end date of the camp program. Section 3. Upon confirmation of the applicant's nonprofit status, the Village Board hereby waives any fees associated with the proposed use of the Burgess Meredith Park. Section 4. The Mayor, an official employee or consultant as described by the Mayor, is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 5, the Board of Trustees retains the right to terminate the use of the park at any time in the event that the applicant fails to comply with the conditions set forth herein. And Section 6, the resolution shall be effective immediately. All in favor?
No, second. I'll second it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes.
So nobody else can use the basketball court or the open field from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for 2 months?
No, they could use it. They could use it, but they get first right. If they're there, they got the rights from the village to use it. Obviously, they're not going to be playing basketball for 6 hours a day.
So basically, what the schedule that they provide will include is times when they will use it, and therefore times they will not use it. It will not be locked, of course. It will be usable. Can say based on last year's for a considerable amount of the time.
Just for the record, Mayor, last year and 2 years ago, if somebody came with another group and wanted to use it, they would come over, they would tell them, hey guys, we're going to be out of here in an hour or 45 minutes, come back, you can use it for 2 hours, we'll come back. So it was very amicable, we never had an issue with them, they cleaned up the place. But Moshe, please tell the applicant that they need to bring a $1,000 escrow for making sure that they, you know, everything gets cleaned up and it stays in a good way.
Moshe, if you can file the proof of insurance,
we have.
I understand. So if you can keep it on record, keep it when you file the contracts. Please have a place for this with the with all the paperwork, which would be the permit, the proof of insurance, the original one,
and
the tax exemption. Okay. Thank you. And of course, this resolution also, of course. All in favor?
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, passes 4-0.
Please let know the applicant that he got it approved. Thank you.
I didn't say aye.
You didn't say so.
So it's 4-0. So what is it?
It's aye.
It's aye. Okay,
thank
you.
Somehow I got nervous.
Agree.
I got nervous for a second.
Okay.
There's one more.
Yes, there is one more. We are now moving to the resolution authorizing completion of certain road work pursuing to 2018 agreement with the village in the Highgate Estates subdivision.
If I may,
one second. It's not gonna be quick. This is a long one.
No, it's gonna take 10 seconds.
Okay.
So just in a quick one, we held it back. Mr. Lloyd Ecker took over the roads from somebody else who was supposed to finish them on the top of the mountain. He wanted to get his permits at the time. He had an agreement with the previous administration where he
This is 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
Yep.
He finished the roads. Now, part of the roads we did not want him to finish, which is on High Mountain between East Court and Haley, because we believed at the time, based on people buying the empty lots, that they're going to be building over there. And because we thought they're going to be building, we knew that they're going to break into the road in order to connect to the sewer main, the water main, and everything else. That has not materialized. People are complaining that the road is not in as good condition. We reviewed it again. I went around and asked the people who own the lots if they're planning on anything in their future. They're not. So now if they break in, once we finish the road, they will have to bring it back up to par to the condition that their new road is going to look like. But it's not fair for all other residents, so we want to finish it up. So that is why we need to approve this agreement based on the 2018 agreement. If I may, who wants to do the resolution?
Please do.
Mark.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mark, would you like to...
Like this, we don't question is yay or nay.
Resolution authorizing completion of certain road work pursuant to 2018 agreement with the village in the Highgate Estates subdivision, section 1. The above whereas clause are incorporated herein by reference as a full set forth herein. Section 2. The village board hereby authorizes the work to proceed and be completed pursuant to the 2018 agreement in a manner approved by the village engineer. Section 3. The village board authorizes the mayor, in consultation with the village engineer, the village legal counsel, to review and approve the contract submitted by Lou Eckert, for contractors retained to complete the work.
Section 4,
consistent with the provisions of the 2018 agreement, the village board authorized the village clerk treasurer to release to lieu of $24,000 from account B upon the approval on the contracting agreement by the village engineer, mayor, and village legal counsel. Section 5, the village mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution, including approval and execution of any documents necessary to effect the provisions hereof. Section 6, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And here, carries
4-0-1.
4-0-1.
Thank you, Mr. Greenwald. That concludes our new business. Thank you, everybody, for all the hard work bringing to completion these four issues.
Yes.
It took a long, long, long time. Thank you, everybody involved. Now, we have nothing for old business. I don't believe there's anything for building and maintenance. Anything for trustee period?
Yes.
Please, Mr. Greenberg, the floor is yours.
So this past Sunday, it appears that Stag Court and Envor there's a lot of cars parked on both sides of the street. I guess the school that's across the street might have had something there. I don't know if it opened up yet or whatever. Whatever apparent reason, there was both sides of the street were filled with cars. Residents were complaining about it. I don't know.
They couldn't get through, right?
They couldn't get through. They were complaining about it. You know, you have two, as everybody knows, we have the cars on both sides of the street. It's very narrow, especially if you have traffic coming from both directions, so on and so forth. I don't know. I think we should discuss this and what steps we can take to mitigate this issue, especially since the school is going to be opening probably in the near future. There's can happen, you know, on an ongoing basis or more than once a year.
Is this the first time it happened?
To my knowledge, it is the first time it happened.
And did anybody reach out to the school yet to find out why the cars all park on side streets?
They obviously built a parking lot, right?
No, I don't think for the amount of cars that were in the picture.
Oh, interesting.
Again, Mark brought it up. I told him he should bring it up here by the meeting. I think we have to discuss with our attorney what the options are. Obviously, we don't want to do anything that's incorrect for anyone. We want to do what's legal, and we also don't want the residents on those streets to have to deal with consequences that are not their fault. So we're going to have to look into what options we have. And take according. Maybe at our next board meeting, we could see what options, what possibilities we have about.
Matthew, can you tell Brian that this needs to?
Yes, absolutely. Right.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Greenwald, anything from you?
Most thank you for bringing it up.
Yep.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Wasn't done.
No.
But I think. Moshe, did you reach out to the...
So, yes, I did reach out to Tom.
The highway department, right?
The highway department.
And?
I've never got a response from him. He did send a guy here to the office, which I discussed it with him also. And he said that they'll take care of it. Today I sent a follow-up email. So
The issue is when that truck that does it, it's a special truck that has like a stick-out machine that cuts everything that's overgrown, and it's not a regular mower, and I don't think they have it available all the time. So when they get it to do with different sections in the town, they come to us also. But Moshe, if I may suggest, if you could just be, you know, once a week, if they haven't done it, give them another reminder till they'll do it. They did clear up the tree on Woodfield that was blocking the stop sign. That also took 2 weeks. And they did fix a few potholes that were brought up by different residents in our village.
And they took care of the tree on Quaker that was blocking Quaker.
Oh, yes, I saw that. They cut that also. That. So whatever they could do, they're actually active. I guess that machine is a special machine, and when they'll have it. But be on top of them if you can, because I hear Trustee Greenwald takes safety very, very seriously.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm nothing. Good.
Okay.
I'm good for today.
Mr. Orange, the floor is yours.
Anything?
I was asked to follow up with the family about their birth certificate. I tried following up with them a few times via email, never got a response.
Birth certificate or death
certificate? No, birth
certificate.
No names, but yes.
Yeah. Birth certificate. Mm-hmm. The men's bathroom, the men's room upstairs, the vent is not working properly.
So we have to get somebody to fix it.
It makes problems also with the electricity in the building.
What do you mean?
Shortens the system.
To make sure that each time after they use, to turn it off right away.
Oh, okay.
That was number two. And number three is the front door here. People are coming to pay their taxes.
It stopped for a while.
No,
It stopped and then it come back.
I don't know, but there's an issue.
Okay, so we're going to have to get somebody. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Matthew, anything for legal?
Nothing to report publicly.
Thank you. Is there a need for executive session, anyone?
No.
Okay. As there is no need, I guess I'll make a motion to adjourn, seconded by Mr. Lasker.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
401. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Good night.